take my license and all that jive. I can't drink 5.5. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome back to the perfect pour. It's a craft beer show. It's a show about things that are interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Here. We're all here.
So it was a slight pause.
In the studio. Oh, he likes to get that like, oh, what's going to happen?
Is he? Oh, he is.
Is he? He is.
I'm actually recording from the coast. I never came back.
All right.
So welcome back. We're going to next couple hours, if you're new to the program. Later on, we're going to give you some beers releases maybe to look out for. We're going to talk to the listeners. Listeners are going to tell us what's checking on their craft beer geeking business.
They're going to talk to us.
Yeah.
What you're something trying like to that. Say?
I'm guessing there's more voicemails than usual this week.
Every week it's just voicemails. Voicemails have taken over our program.
The voicemail.
What have we done? What have we done? We've given the show to the listeners now. Now we just sit here and listen to them tell us stuff, and then we go.
Yes, we react. Yeah. Listen as we react.
Listen as we react to the listeners reacting to us reacting to the listeners from previous weeks. So all that's going to happen. Some beer culture is going to happen. We're going to drink beers. That's the most important thing to us. This is the best night of drinking for me every week is this.
These record Wednesday.
Days, yeah. I was like, yes, this is. I get to drink. I don't have to pay for shit.
That's why Ben Cott sucks so much anymore, because we wait until Wednesday or Friday to drink all the new stuff.
Yeah.
So during the week, it's just regular beer.
There. I have the extreme discipline of just sitting there and looking at all these beers in my fridge all week long, and I can't do anything about it. They just sit there. Once in a while, I'll try to snake something. Like if Becky's like I need something, not hoppy, and I'll have to secretly get something out of there. You guys don't even know.
We probably couldn't even guess.
But
yeah, the inventory guys,
it's real bad at inventorying. But for the most part, I have to just like no.
It's a show.
So the notes on the shelf are really for you.
Yeah. our beer fridge is like, I have warning for randos that go in the fridge.
No touch.
You no touch this. So no really, touch. It's apparently it's for me. So tailgating beers. We had a couple of beers before the started the official recording of the show. One of them was our friends, the Libertine. We opened up a big ass bottle, Libertine bottle. This is probably like a $20, $25 bottle. Who knows?
Yeah, we don't care.
We're just like, yeah, tailgate beer. Tailgate. What is this? The Halterteen?
Halter Saison.
Halter Saison. I'm just like, everything's a teen.
Everything's a teen.
I assume it's, everything ends in teen. Libertine. Halter Saison. It's a lovely Saison.
Lovely. It's very...
It's quite wild.
Wild?
Well, it's wild, though.
Yeah, but it's tame for a traditional libertine beer.
It's not crazy. You're not going, no. Yeah.
I still get asked when I go to Libertine. It's weird. It's half question, half statement.
So you sure about this?
You know our beers are sour? Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes, I know. Yes.
Yeah, there'll be a second warning just in case. Like,
so, still don't have craft beer nerd street cred in Morro Bay. I am not known around.
They don't see you and go like, he knows what's up.
Yep.
Leave him alone.
Oh yeah, I got the same thing. So I was probably there the day before you, but so I walked to both sides of the bar to see the menu I wanted to, and the front bar had more stuff I wanted. So,
the front bar had a soccer game.
So soccer takes over all.
The front bar had what I wanted, so I just walked up and I was like, hey, I want to do a flight. I want 2, 4, 6, and 11 or whatever. And he's like, oh, so you're familiar with our beer? And I was like,
yeah. See, it's the same statement slash question.
So you've had beer before, right?
So you have our beer? So are you telling me or are you asking me?
So are you familiar with our beer? Yes. So you know it's sour? Yes. Okay.
Really? Do you really know it's? Do you know what sour beer is?
But you know they still probably get, they probably do that warning twice to people and they'll still get something going like, wow, this is sour.
Can I get another one? This one's going bad.
You didn't tell me it'd be this sour.
Please specify the flower of the flower. What did I just say? Oh, the level of
level
sour ability.
Sour levels. That should be a thing. SRM. Sour levels.
They probably have a method to
sour. Yeah. How could you rate that sour scale? It's
probably a pH level.
Yeah. So from this is nice to your tongue is being
paint
sucked
dinner.
Yeah. Sucked into oblivion.
So yeah, we're having that. Where that's still active beer. I just had a little bit, and then we also had from our friends another. Brewery friends, all brewery friends on the tailgate this week.
We know so many.
Dust Bowl Brewing's Taco Truck Lager.
In a can.
In a can, yes. That's the important thing here. For the first time ever, finally, in a can.
Finally.
I've been waiting, too, like, for it to hit Save Mart in the cans. Because there's still, like, these, there's still a couple of the bottled six-packs. Because the producer, she's been way into lagers. Recently.
Interesting.
And so I'm like, oh, I'm going to get her that chocolate truck.
Yeah.
But I can't do it because it's the bottles. I want the cans.
You want the case.
Waiting for them
the
cans.
The suitcase of cans.
Yeah. Got to get them. It's an excellent lager, by the way. And I forgot to cheers them last week, Dust Bowl, because they went to Oklahoma. Now our Oklahoma listeners can get Dust Bowl.
Ooh.
They had an event in, I think, in Oklahoma City and in Tulsa. So, because their roots are from Oklahoma.
Tulsa.
And, you know, Dust Bowl, as you would imagine. So, I guess that was sort of something important to them to have it, to get into the Oklahoma market. So, the only place you can
Isn't
get...
that the original Dust Bowl?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, the only place you can get... Dust Bowl outside of Northern California is Central California is Oklahoma. Pretty cool. I'd be love to hear some of our Oklahoma folks. I know we've got some. We've got a rep even that is if they have some Dust Bowl. So that's it. We're caught up to date. What's going on? So it's time to do some culture.
No songs.
Matt, you got some culture.
Yes. So there's a little brewery called Maui.
Yeah.
You might have
like
heard of them.
I like those guys.
They're a little brewery coming in at 60,000 barrels a year, So they are saying it by 2019, because they will be able to legally do this, that they will... be operating what's the terminology? It's not they won't be off the grid because you can't technically
grid independence.
Yes, they will have independence from the grid.
So they won't have an environmental
about it?
Yeah. Okay. No, it's exciting. Footprint. I not typically a tree hugger, but I like the story.
Not one of them tree huggers. I just want to make this clear.
So I like to burn gasoline.
So the brother might have topic points that maybe I don't, but they are going to... I don't know if they ever want to get so big that they're like feeding other people around them with power, but they want to at least be mindful of what they use. And with them being in such a small place, they said it's either more expensive because you have to import things like CO2 and stuff like that, or it just costs twice as much because they're not part of the main grid.
Mm-hmm.
So they said they should have enough solar panels and enough biodiesel generators that they can operate independent from the grid and but still have the grid as a backup in case they have to do maintenance or it goes down.
Yeah.
And then they said they were going to go so far as so the, not only solar power, but biodiesel, but they also have a wastewater treatment. And they said that the water typically that they're putting down is almost cleaner than the municipal water than that they take in.
Wow.
And they said that they went so far to specify that the wastewater line that they have is actually just like a 2-inch pipe of like bad water or bad stuff that they can't use and that has to be drained off. So mm-hmm. it's really clean water that they're putting back out.
Put it in the ocean.
Yeah. Just dump it in the ocean. Just
dump it in the ocean.
And then their other step is they were going to go to a thermal, you might know more detonator? About this, for their water. They were going to go with sun heated and solar chilled water.
Yeah, I didn't have time to look into that, so I don't know how that works yet. But apparently the chiller is run off of solar energy somehow. There's got to be a heat exchanger in the system somewhere.
Okay. But so, yeah, not only is the sun going to power them, it's also going to heat and cool their water. And that's going to be treated water, and they're going to enlist biodiesel, which is its own cool thing. So pretty soon, French fries will make your beer.
Yes.
Deep fried French fries.
Let's go to that place. It smells amazing.
There's no fries here.
There's no fries. Hey. No tots here.
Hey.
So I think in California in general, if you have a big enough brewery that you pretty much are mandated to have wastewater treatment just to be environmental friendly. And I know some breweries have done, solar, but to hit this many levels. Oh, and they're even going to do, they're going to reclaim CO2 that comes from the fermenting beer.
Wow. That's hardcore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they said that was going to like save them like 600,000 pounds of CO2 reclaiming it off of fermenting beer. So I thought that was an interesting one too. So I don't know if there's any brewery in California or let alone any state that has gone that far or is going that far to sustain themselves.
Dang.
Sierra Nevada is probably the closest. I don't know how independent they are.
They might have all this stuff and just not boast about it.
They have the solar
infrastructure.
I don't know if they've doing all their water Sierra Nevada reclamation. Did it. I don't know if they're reclaiming all the water and harvesting CO2 off of continuously fermenting vessels. No, that's hardcore. They're going next level green. It makes sense, though. If you've ever been to Maui, it's freaking tiny. I mean, ridiculous.
Kauai is even smaller.
Like an hour from across the entire island to drive it. If that. And so for them to save all this stuff, it just makes sense because I'm selfish and I want to go back there someday and I want it to look cool like it does right now. So if they're being green to make the environment still look cool over there, I'm for it.
And Louise shaking.
Yeah, no, I think if, you know, not to sound paranoid, but if you have the money and the infrastructure to kind of make your own little hippie place, do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because if they lived like we live here in the States, that place would just be a disaster. It would be trashed. Mm-hmm. Like they do actually care about the environment over there. The minute you get off the plane, it's like they start telling you how to do things like, oh, throw this here. Don't do this over there. You know,
please. We know you're used to not giving a shit over there in the mainland, but here.
Yeah.
We know you have a cheeseburger wrapper. Let's put that in the compost pile, bro.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Compost is huge over there.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a good thing, especially as big of a strain as a brewery can be on the environment. It makes every bit of sense for them to do that, especially because they get a ton of rain, luckily, so they have fresh water, but it's not infinite. You know, I mean, they're surrounded by oceans, so that you're looking at desalinization plants as your next step. So it makes sense for them to reclaim water and reclean it and reuse it the best they can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know at least in our brewery, we you know, we save water from going to leaky faucets and turn it into beer. So that's our environmental impact.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
It could have been wasted water. Instead, we made beer.
Right.
We do have a nitro generator, and that's helped us a lot. And whenever we do double brews, you don't have to clean the brew system in between. So that saves water that normally would be used to clean a kettle.
Mm-hmm.
So there's certain things that we can do on a small level, but you know, one day you got to invest in all that cool stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure Maui didn't start off like that. So obviously, because they just making changes now, but something all breweries should strive for.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
What else?
That's my story.
That's my story, man.
That's my story.
Maui Brewing. They're the coolest.
Good guys.
They're good guys.
Good guy, Maui Brewing.
Good people. Good people. Nick.
So let's stay on the hippie trend. Rogue Farms. They are growing their own ingredients.
Oh, are they?
Oh, are? These are all horse grows.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, that was a quick fridge.
Oh, man. Fridge mic. First crowler of the, I mean, first fridge beer of the evening.
I knew what I was going for.
So Rogue is growing Marion berries to put in a new sour beer coming out.
I love gold.
See that? It's crowler.
It's crowler, bro.
Marion berries is back.
Is this, it's back?
I don't know.
He's probably talking Portlandia. Marionberry pancakes.
Was that a thing? Nice.
That's where they tried to go to brunch and they had to wait forever.
Oh, yes. And then they go, what about this place right here?
The guy, yeah, he was trying to get him to come in like, come on, $1.99, coffee, pancakes. They're like, no, that's okay.
No. Yes, I get first.
So going around the table from middle to the right. To hopefully left of your podcast dial.
First middle pour.
So there's a guy there with a name that I can't remember, and they abbreviated on the can, so I don't even know its full name. But this is a true hazy from Firestone Walker.
Wow.
It's Eddie Van Halen beer.
Now I'm on the path to try all the hazies from the big breweries, because they're all coming out with them.
Oh, did you see Sam Adams is doing a haze?
What?
Who? But it's not a Rebel.
Who?
Oh, so we can have it.
So we can have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can have it. You see it, you get that.
Sam Adams Haze, non-Rebel edition.
So I don't know what size this was brewed on, but it was at the tap
room. Firestone Walker, it's PH#V3.
So it's the version 3 hazy, and the PH is the guy's name. I can't remember. It's Paul Haas, probably. There we go.
7. Paul from Fairfax.
7.3%.
Damn, that is pillow-y.
Is this their first hazy?
I mean, they might have had a few research and developments before, but I think this is probably the biggest enough batch that they were able to crowl it.
Even the foam looks like cake.
Oh, man, that is a delicious aroma.
That thing is pillowy soft.
Dang, that's a nice aroma.
There's maybe 10 IBUs in this thing.
I almost don't want to have it, but I'm going to do it. I'm drinking it.
I'm waiting for the beard part. Where's the beard?
Mouth feel is very soft. This is nice.
This is nice.
This is what I like.
That's you could crawl into bed with the other half of that crowler tonight.
I might. I do usually take something in back in the house after the show. Usually I pass out before I drink it, but I do take it in.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just wanted us all to try it, but yeah, you could put it back in the fridge and finish it off as your...
You could put that in the freezer, turn it into a slush.
So, I mean, I had my first experience at Firestone, so it was like I was at the tap room, and they're like, oh, you get a fill of this beer for $22. And I was like, I'm not buying 64 ounces of nothing. And so I had to go to that little store down the street. That's where they did all the crowlers.
Oh, yeah. It's like across the parking lot, isn't it? Or is like the brew center? Or no, they may have something new there. I haven't been there in a couple of years.
There's three tracked buildings that all look the same. So they have their store, then they have their headquarters, and then they have a Subway, and they all look the same. The buildings are cookie cutter. They look exactly the same. So you might walk into Subway, you might walk into Matt Brendelson's office, or you might walk into the store. You just don't know.
You're all, whoops. Hey, Matt, what's going on? Can I help you?
This is fine.
Can I get the chicken footlong? No mushrooms?
What are your $5 specials this week?
Are you my sandwich artist?
Ooh.
Yes, sandwiches. No lettuce. I know you want to go for that lettuce, but I don't want the lettuce.
Are we talking shredded or whole leaf here?
What about spinach?
None. No. Green leafy things, don't need them.
But come on. Arugula?
Not you got to like arugula. Nope, not on my... I'll have a salad, but not on my sandwich. My sandwich.
My sandwich.
That was filling. I didn't even finish it. I think there's some in the trash can still.
You
threw away my...
Check out perfectpourpod.com/glossary if you're confused about the reference currently.
Or DM us. We'll help you.
This is... the excellent Firestone. This is one of my favorite Firestone Walker beers I've ever had.
Wow.
My favorite, one of my favorite Duval beers.
Buyout Haze?
Mm-hmm. Best Buyout Haze I've had. Nick, what were we talking about? We were talking about something. This Crowler tangent end to you.
Tangent. Oscar Blues, new beers.
new beers.
They are now mocha-ing their barrel-aged 10
feet. Guys, we're mocha-ing.
One more coffee beer out in the world.
They're mocha-ing?
Mocha-ing.
Have they not done that?
No, they have mocha-fied. They have been careful with their 10-50 variants. As far as I know, it's just standard and barrel-aged.
Uh-huh.
And so this seems to be a first for them to do a mocha version. I'm surprised they didn't go vanilla first. It seems everybody's doing vanilla. Now there's even a...
Do you not like this vanilla trend?
This makes me sad. They're vanilla-ing Parabola now.
Whoa, that's a beer they should, you don't variant,
yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah, they're slowly.
Some beers you just don't variant.
They had the Parabola Java, now they had the, as you'll find out in Been Caught Drinking, we had a Scotch Parabola.
Whoa.
And now they're doing Parabola Vanilla.
Why would you Scotch Parabola?
I don't know. Well, yeah. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Duval. Duval told him to do it.
I think I'm over the variants.
So many variants.
Another thing I don't like. Go figure.
You don't like the 20 Sculpins? Wouldn't matter anymore.
Yeah. Or do you?
Who knows? That's a different side of beer that we don't go to.
You don't want the Hazy Sculpin?
Hazy Sculpin.
Yeah.
Grapefruit pineapple
Sculpin. Hazy grapefruit pineapple stout Sculpin.
Stout Sculpin, yes. Barrel age it, please.
Yep. Have them all.
Oh, here's a Scotty B. I got a Scotty B.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
This sounds great, Chief.
So we're watching television. It's like a house.
You
made.
And Scotty B?
No. This is a Scotty B challenge.
Okay.
Because this is, I'm surprised he hasn't done this yet. Or maybe he did it a long time ago before we even knew who he was.
He's like, I already did that.
Yeah. So we're watching a How It's Made type thing, and they're at the Tabasco plant.
Okay.
Okay. Do you see where I'm going with this?
I'm following you. Not yet, but.
Tabasco is fermented in old Jack Daniel's barrels.
Okay.
Why hasn't Scotty B aged a beer in an old Tabasco barrel?
I can't imagine he can find one. How could you find one?
You could buy them. You could buy the chips from them.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sure you could get a barrel because I think they only use them a couple times. Because Jack Daniels uses them once and then and ships them off to Tabasco.
Once and done.
Yeah.
One and done.
And then Tabasco uses them to ferment their hot sauce in.
Wow.
And the original hot sauce that comes out, they say, is 10 times hotter than the stuff you buy in the bottle in the store.
Huh.
So they cut it down from there.
Wow.
So these barrels are soaked with not only whiskey, but now they're soaked with the hottest ass hot sauce you could have.
Man.
And jeez. I'm like, that's a Scotty B beer.
Scotty B.
He likes the heat. That.
You got to do that, Chief. Oh, sorry. Still enjoying this beer.
Well, then.
Hmm. What else? Are there any other things?
Those are my thoughts for the week. Right.
Those are thoughts. We have some email ones I want to start before we get into voicemails. Get too crazy. I haven't even pre-read them. I'm just going to raw dog in these.
Great.
Oh,
or that show.
Yep. This is from the Mammer 90. The Mammer.
Mammer.
Hey, Perfect Pour. Oh, it's Captain Whiffle.
Oh, Matt Ammer. Not man.
What does this says? The Mammer.
The Mammer.
Sounds like a bumper sticker.
I see you don't have any.
I believe in Mammers.
I believe in Mammer.
I see you don't have any New York reps yet. I didn't put that up on the page yet. It's, you know, we have XL Payroll is our Buffalo rep. Although I'm not too far from New York City, that's too big of an area for me to cover. But I'm more willing to be the rep for the Hudson Valley, Winchester, Northern New Jersey area.
Because we're just going to call you New York. That's too many words. Hudson, Winchester.
We're not good with geography.
Northern Jersey.
How about Hudson region? I'm pretty familiar with my surrounding area. And
is that the river you don't swim in?
Great local breweries near me.
No, that was the car brand that died.
Let me know if I can help out. This nice. Would be a pleasure. Hudson Cheers, Hornet. Guys. So thanks, Captain Whiffo.
All right.
Or Captain Whiffleball.
For Jersey, we have hedge hops. So do we have a traditional Perfect Pour battle?
He said no. North Jersey.
Yeah,
North
he said Jersey. Northern New Jersey.
But where's hedge hops?
Hedge hops. I think hedge
he'll
hops.
He'll have to clarify his area.
I think he didn't clarify. So, yeah, there's a lot of Jersey has a lot of area Jersey. To cover. So we need two. It's fine.
Two is fine. Okay.
And
we will add.
So, yeah. So the those, captain. So that region, we have three reps. I'm sure Buffalo is probably like way away from Eastern.
He's northeast. He's closer to us than
he's almost in far. Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's almost in far. Canada.
Canada.
So there you go. More repping.
Tim Hortons.
The reps continue as I still have not finished the reps page for reportpod.com/reps.
Yeah. You didn't have us here last week. What were you doing?
Yeah, I know. What was I doing? Jeez. Panicking about a
drunk with
system.
No pants on.
Hey guys, this week I'm pantsless.
Nobody's here, neither are my pants.
Don't need them.
Don't, honey. I don't need them.
What are you doing, going out there without your pants?
I just pressed your jeans. You should wear them.
Don't need them.
But they're fresh out of the dryer, like
don't
you like
them. I'm going pantsless tonight.
They're crisp. I'm going to stick to the vinyl and be proud about it.
Shut up about the pants.
I loaded the pockets with tots just like you like.
Oh, wait a second. Maybe I am going to wear my pants. You're a good woman.
Tot pockets. Like them nice
tot
and tot.
Pockets?
Nice and tots.
Nice and tots.
I like them nice and tots. You like them nice and tots? I like them nice and tots.
Oh.
This is from our, I believe he's our San Antonio rep, the beer metal show.
Yes.
He's listening to episode 254.
Oh, crap. What'd we do?
Matt mentioned he wanted a good summer porter. Well, as easy as it was to do, I searched Untappd for that phrase, and there are some summer porters listed. I don't think he means anything by it. It's just the way I'm reading. I saw a Cali brewery with one, Fort Point Beer Company from San Francisco.
Okay.
We get Fort Point in the Whole Foods here.
We do.
Just thought I'd mention this to you guys. I was interested after I heard that, so I wanted to look it up. Cheers, fellas. This is Aaron from the Beer Metal the Beer Metal Dude from the Beer Metal Show podcast. San Antonio, Texas. So there's one to look out for, Matt. If you're in the Fort Point.
Looking out for.
See if there's any more emails before we get into the things. Oh.
Uh-oh.
We have a Bobby Diesel. Bobby Diesel has a review of a Chocotazo.
What?
Because Chew sent him a Chocotazo.
Nice.
Greetings, gentlemen, from the Wild West. That is Kern County. I know I've been lacking in checking in with you guys, but I will work on fixing that. So I got my hands on a bottle of the Chew / Scotty / Zach / SDBT Chocotazo batch. And I told Chew I would give him my honest review of it. Full disclosure, I compare all stouts to my all-time favorite. Maybe you've heard of it. It was a little collab between Tioga Sequoia and Renthouse out of Phoenix named Religious Habit.
Wow.
All-time favorite, huh? Speaking of which, Matt, I need this back in my life. Make some phone calls and make that magic happen.
Oh, Religious Habit?
Yeah.
Maybe something's coming in December.
December? There could be a Religious Habit?
He's getting in line right now.
Are you talking about Rush Day?
Could be a barrel-aged Religious Habit.
Whoa. Mm. Finally, some insider info we got.
Oh, variant.
Kevin kind of leaked it on the secret Tioga page.
See? So. We don't get any exclusives. That being said, that Chocotazo was something amazing. When you start off ice cold, it has a nice strong coffee bite that mellows with the creaminess of the beer. And as it warms up, there is a sweetness to it that keeps you coming back for more. This was a damn good beer. Hats off to all involved with that batch. Hope to see more of it soon, Chew. Keep up the good work, guys. Hope to have that Pueblo Vida Sonic IPA to you in the next week. So I guess he's sending us a beer.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Bobby D. Down there in the South Valley.
Getting them LA beers.
Yeah, LA beers. And I think it was Bobby D that came. I think he came up to, because he's always talking about Tioga.
Mm-hmm.
And I always see he's outside. And I was like, you can get that down there. He's like, no, I can't really get it as much as you think. So he came up the brewery and just brought a shit ton of cans. Because we love cans.
Gotta love it.
Ooh, new beer.
I love gold.
Always be ready.
Always be ready. This is a new beer. I don't know if it's a new style for you guys. I've only had this style one time.
What, clear IPA?
No, he's talking Brut.
Brut. Oh. This is a Brut IPA. When We Thirsty from Sacramento's New Glory. And did you get this, Matt? Didn't you bring this?
This was donated to us from Zachary Avila.
Zachary
Avila. Tioga Zach.
Yep, Tioga Zach.
Tioga Zach. Nice. So have you guys had the Brut style, the hot, up-and-coming Brut style of IPA? Is this your first Brut?
This is my first Brut.
Technically, yes.
This is my second. I'm very interested.
We may or may not have a crowler
in the fridge. Oh, my. I was underwhelmed with my first brew, so let's see.
It is dry as all hell.
Nice. It's clear as all hell.
Yep.
Yeah, clearish. Yeah,
like it looks lagerish.
The enzyme that they put in there continues fermenting the beer at that point, and it actually dries it out. So if you're not careful, it just gets like it'll finish with a pH, or I mean with a gravity level of like zero or close to zero, and that's like dry as all hell.
Nice.
So
it's super dry. There's no, I'm not getting malt.
No malt,
which I would think I really like, but I don't get hops so much either.
Yeah. So I mean the The good thing about, I heard from what I've understood, is if it ferments so far out that it's like gone too far, it like gets a rubbing alcohol taste to it, which just nice. Does not have.
I'm in. No, sorry.
I was like, wrong podcast. Doesn't sound like you, Nick.
Give me some good old 91% ethanol alcohol.
I'm interested, Nick. What do you think of this kind of this brute style?
Sadly, this has been on the table for what, 15 minutes? It's already not cold enough. I think this needs to be frosty to be enjoyable.
Like super cold.
Mm-hmm.
It was sitting here for a little bit.
Chip, can I put an ice cube in it for you?
Yes, please. Could you put a couple,
be one of those people that cubes? has ice cubes in their wine?
I'm going to drink it like I drink my whiskey. I wish I had more bite. I think I was expecting more bite out of it, more of a carbonation.
I think if they could do, I'm speaking to the style now, not to the, I think as far as brewed IPAs go, mm-hmm. I feel like this is really solid representation of it.
Yeah.
I trust New Glory always does things well. As far as the style goes, it's like, I'm happy without that malt backbone, but I'm also jonesing for hop. Like, I wish you could do this, but still find a way to get more hops in it. And maybe you can't. Maybe you can't still keep it that clean tasting, and not have more hops, and have more hops still.
Yeah, it'd be nice if it was just super dry but hoppy bitter still.
It's not. I feel like. I mean, the jury's still out. I'm still giving more of these brutes a chance. But like, I was really excited. Like, this is going to be a big thing, and I feel like I don't know that this is going to take off, or it's not going to crash and burn either. But I don't think it's not going to be the next hazy.
It's always going to be a one hit wonder. Like, there's always going to be someone new trying it. But yeah. Never going back for a second.
People are. I don't think anyone's going to be like, I'm all about brutes, bro.
Brutes, bro.
Brutes only.
Remove the 805 stickers. We're going brute. Yeah.
Only brutes. It's a nice addition to the beer style realm, but I'm not. You know, I don't think it's going to break out.
Yeah, I think. Sours will still overshadow this beer.
Yeah.
As far as trend setting.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We're just going to continue to enjoy this and. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving? I enjoyed the bass work on that this week. Some, you know, every week I focus on a different aspect and really enjoyed the bass work on that. You know, there's two ways you can leave your voicemail. You're a listener of the show, and we're very open to people, the listeners, chiming in with their stuff. It's a crapshoot. It's like kind of like improv comedy. Sometimes it's like really hits, and other times you're like, oh my God, this is so long. So we roll the dice every week on these voicemails, and I don't know. I like it. It's fun. Speaking of fun.
Let's have fun.
Here's our first voicemailer. He did it through emailing us, perfectportpodcast@gmail.com. You can record something on your smartphone, and then you can email it to us, and we'll play it. Just keep it under 3 minutes.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? I'm driving!
Scotty B!
Email voicemailing while driving. I know, that's crazy, huh?
That's crazy.
Don't worry, I'm being careful. Well, anyway, I wanted to apologize for neglecting my duty as Fresno area rep. I really have been neglecting it. I have. I didn't call in last week, but it's not just that. It's, there's things that I should have said that I didn't say. And here it goes. So, if you're in the Fresno area and you want to go to the best craft beer bar around in the Fresno area, I have it for you. And it is Tappan Cellar. Sorry, it just is.
Oh.
And I don't even... I know people who know the owner and stuff. I don't really know them. I know of them, but I don't really know them. So I'm not, like, trying to promote some friend's business. It's just a fact, though. They got Santa Adarius. They have Alvarado Street. And, like, nobody else has that. Plus, all the good beers that other bars have in the area, they have those, too. And more.
And more. So
the selection in the high grade of craft beer you can get there just surpasses everybody else. And that's not to say there's anything wrong with Goldstein's or Spoke. I love those places too. They got great selection too, but it's just not quite in the same league as Tappan Cellar, folks. Not quite. So that's your newsflash from your Fresno area perfect pour rep. When you're in the area, you want to go to the best craft beer bar, you go to Tappan Cellar. Until somebody else dethrones them, that's it. That's official. Make it official. Tappan Cellar is the best in the area. Talk. Good night. All right, so keep up great work, guys.
Boom.
And I'm driving.
Got it, babe.
Dropping the hammer. Yes.
That was natural. I didn't mean to do it. It just happened. Scotty B making a bold statement. Is Tappan Cellar the best craft beer bar in Fresno right now?
North of Shaw.
Ooh. Matt can't go all the way with it. He's got to preface it. It's pretty damn easy to be the best craft beer bar north of Shaw. Not difficult. You have like three different craft beer taps north of Shaw. Like, best craft beer bar.
This is it.
This is it.
You're welcome.
But although
isn't there a Chili's north of Shaw?
I don't think there is. No, actually.
Yeah. Oh well.
Yeah, heard it.
Oh yeah, yeah. The classic, the first one.
The first one.
Maybe the first Chili's ever. I don't know. Nice. It's been there since I was a kid, so it's pretty freaking old.
There you go. There's the competition.
Is it just a bunch of fig trees and just like a Chili's in the center?
Yeah, pretty much. It was. It was. That hospital wasn't there. It was like the Chili's in fields.
And fields of chills.
And fields of chills.
But have you been in that Chili's? The Chili's has a board. That Chili's has a board.
Dang.
Yeah.
Oh no.
There's plenty of buyout beer on that board, but still they got a board.
Too rich for my blood.
Too rich for my. I gotta go to the Chili's. Let's go to Chili's. Oh jeez. Think I'm made of money?
Yeah.
Go to Chili's tonight.
They got a 2-for-1 deal.
Yeah, what they got? Got one of them deals.
Look in the phone book, see if you find a coupon.
Bring in the coupon. Tell the waitress, hey, honey, tell the waitress you got a coupon.
Make sure you tell them before they bring the check.
Yep, because they'll forget some bitches.
Try and double it.
The Tappan Cellar, they're relying heavy on their Alvarado Street, Santa Adarius. Runs, which I appreciate. I'm very happy that they're making those runs, going getting those kegs. So here in Fresno, we can get kegs of Alvarado Street and Santa Adarius and some San Diego brewers even.
Faction.
But we've gotten kegs of Faction before from other places.
That's true.
Not that that isn't great that they're doing it, but I mean, that nobody's done this level of Alvarado Streeting as they do.
High level. Alvarado Streeting.
Yep. So, yeah.
We're level one.
They are definitely showing the other craft beer bars in town, like, are you willing to do all this driving? I can't imagine. God, the profit margin has to be so small. When you're doing that much driving and picking up kegs?
Yeah, but I think they are also charging accordingly. I think their beers are 50 cents to a dollar more per pour.
Mm-hmm.
to make up for it. I'm not saying they're expensive, but I have noticed they're a little higher than...
They'd have to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you do pints and you get 40 pints at 50 cents, it's what?
$20.
$20. So if you get two kegs, it's 40 bucks. It's probably gas round trip.
It, well, yeah, you average it over three or four. You got to make it worthwhile. You got to get four or five kegs per run to make it worthwhile. And, you know, take the hybrid truck and
charge it up.
Charge it up. Tesla delivery.
Tesla delivery truck. Someday.
Because I did buy a Phantom Carriage from them, and it was $20 versus $15 from the brewery.
Hmm. Oh, a bottle? A Phantom Carriage?
A single bottle, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad they're in town.
Hello, Perfect Pour.
How's it going?
Hey.
Colin and Janine here.
What's up, guys?
The Rados.
From Colorado. We wanted to talk about a few things. Oh, so, what did we do this year? The pun, Led Zeppelin beer puns. Mm-hmm. Wanted to tell you, Nick, that Boulder Beer makes a beer called Hazed and Infused.
Mm.
I don't know if you get distribution of Boulder Beer out there, but it's a long-term beer out
Colorado's
here.
Colorado's oldest brewery, and that beer has been around for a really long time, too.
Right. And Oscar Blues. So, Mikey, the reason we don't talk about Oscar Blues that much is... Honestly, I don't really like any of them.
They have some good beer, but honestly...
That's a Colorado rep saying that.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. Like, their IPA is really dank and strong, and they're...
Their wee heavy isn't wee at all. It's like a major heavy.
It's a super
scotch. It's good. It's good, but it's like 9% or something, and
major
so
heavy.
It is hard to
major
drink.
Heavy.
I even have a major friend heavy? Who works there. He took us on this cool tour... Saw all these things, everything. Longmont's not that far from us. It's not any of that. It's just that there's so many other breweries around that we would kind of rather go to.
So Longmont's about a half hour north of us, and the name of the tap room at the brewery, and the brewery's enormous as well. They have a 50-barrel brew house that runs 24/7 to produce all the beer that they distribute across the entire country. They were the first ones to send cans to all 50 states that was a craft brew house.
And to Europe.
And so the name of the tap room at the brew house is called the Screeching Weasel.
I thought it was Thirsty Weasel.
No, it's a Screeching Weasel.
Screeching Weasel.
Yeah, it is, in fact, a pretty fantastic spot. And, you know, I mean... Dale's Pale Ale is a good beer. Mama
they make
Yellow
soda. They make
beer.
Coffee.
They do. They make root beer.
They make canned Moscow Mules now.
They are
Moscow Mules.
They're kind of a buyout beer, though. They had
investors yeah.
buy, but
yeah.
they're huge and they are everywhere.
And I want to throw a cheers out to Chew for doing this points thing with Untappd. You made Friday night so awesome. It was like getting drunk with all the Perfect Pour people.
For sure.
For sure. On Untappd. It was like, I felt like you guys were all in the room with me. It was so fun. I got a little drunk, so I might have got a little rammy.
Oh,
man.
I might have planked our kitchen.
He did.
With terrible form. Thanks, Mikey.
That was a terrible plank.
We just Worst finished plank. At our new brewery for the weekend, Burley Brewing in Castle
terrible.
Rock. And it was pretty good. They had some really good beers. They had, what did you say, 20-something?
24 taps right out of the gate.
24 taps. One of them was out. American IPA was out. But they had some really good beers.
Imagine that.
We were happy. And then the last thing I just want to touch on is I was kind of stalking my Untappd friends, and I was looking at our distinct check-ins, and my hat off to you, the Fontana Jim, because you have the most... distinct check-ins of any of my other friends.
Well, he's over 3,500.
Yeah. It was like, that's awesome. Like, I just got my 25.
We're better. We just don't
not
check
too long ago. So, anyways.
Barely chicken or
keep
beers.
Up the good work, guys.
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 Yes.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Ice.
Well, I'm glad to get that explanation about the Colorado brewery.
Just don't like it.
They just don't like them.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, sir. I don't like it.
Wow. Our reps don't like Oscar Blues. That's crazy. Controversial, really. Oh, wait. Fridge mic. Oh, that was a quick one. Another quick fridge micer.
It's hot in here. We got, you know, can't waste time.
Keep them cold.
Well, got to keep them cold.
and keep the show rolling is what we got to do.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Oh, boy. Did he biscuit us?
I thought this looked like it was going to be a voicemail. But, oh, it was. Never mind. That was a different thing that was asking us something to do.
Please pay your SkinFlix bill.
Well, I'll read it to you guys because I'm guessing other podcasts had this too. And we can decide. This would normally be something we would do on a tailgate, but I'll just do it right now. This is somebody in that works in PR that has a PR doing some PR for a brewery, and this Natalie. She's like, "Hey guys, nice to meet you. I was checking your podcast out.
Nice to know you.
I'm writing to chat with you about the brand new official branded beer branded for the biggest and most notable heavy rock band of all time, Motorhead. It's dubbed Road Crew. Road Crew is an American IPA that showcases a floral and citrusy hop character." All right. Blah, blah, blah. So basically, she's asking if we would like to talk to the brewers of this Road Crew and even possibly a member of Motorhead.
Is it Lemmy?
Probably not.
Are you sure?
Probably not.
But can you try? Can you try and get him?
You can try.
Fun fact, Mark Maron actually did get to interview Lemmy.
Oh, I think I did listen to that one.
And Lemmy drank half of a fat tire. Which, props to Mark Maron. For a guy that doesn't drink, he had fat tire in his fridge.
Right. Good for him.
Why don't you guys drive a new beer?
Hey, it's called Road Crew. Drink it.
It's brewed by Arcadia Brewing Company out of Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Has a real good hop taste.
That's enough. That's all you get.
Has a real good hop taste.
So look out for that. Look out for that, guys. And us possibly talking to somebody from Motorhead in the future.
That would be awesome.
You just don't know.
But not Lemmy, you sure?
I see no mention of Lemmy.
Fun fact, music related. Goldstein's had Megadeth on draft.
Had Megadeth on draft? What does that mean?
They have their own, like...
From Unibrow.
Yeah. They have their own beer.
It's really good.
Oh, okay.
Really? If you like...
Who made it?
Unibrow.
Who what?
That's the brewery, Unibrow.
Unibrow?
Yes.
It's...
They're a Kanata brewery.
Yeah.
The Kanata.
It's not... Sounds not going to knock your socks off, but it's a beer.
It's a beer.
With Megadeth.
I enjoyed it. For a band beer collab, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
They make La Fin du Monde and...
Oh, okay. That one I know.
Maudite and... What's the other weird end of the world... Mm-hmm. Armageddon beers.
Things that are cost plus.
See, yes. This exactly. Beer that we're drinking is on the spectrum that I was talking about where they could start getting into like it's like it's alcohol. Like am I drinking gin or am I drinking an IPA?
So new beer, in case you missed it.
New Crowler.
Yeah, it's a new Crowler. Central Coast Brewing. What is it? Brutusy?
This is the Brutality.
Brutality. Okay. That's good.
It's their Brute IPA.
Central Coast. Crowler. Donated to the show by the brothers.
No, yeah. Just him.
Just. Sure. We were both
Nick,
there.
The Nick Katie.
You could credit us as being in the same place at the same time.
Yeah. Because the Crowler I had, I drank. And I am not sad about that.
All right, so... I'm not getting aroma.
No, zero aroma. Lighter on the malt from the last
one. I'm just like, I can barely smell that there's some sort of liquid in there.
It almost has like a sake taste to it. Mm-hmm. I change it from gin to sake.
Yeah, it is like.
Not that I've ever had sake.
Oh, no. It's like a mild sake. It's not a harsh sake. No. It's like a session sake.
If sake was only 7% and not 15%.
Session Sake. Is that what we're going to
do? Yeah.
It's a collab with Westbound and Down.
Westbound and Down.
Load them up and truck them.
Hmm. I like this. I'm not getting super excited, but I'm actually like I trust. So now I feel like I'm getting, I've had three from a brute from 21st Amendment, from New Glory, from Central Coast, all breweries I trust. I feel like now I've gotten a decent idea of this style. I think it's fine.
Not what you were hoping for.
I'm not as excited as I thought I would be when you describe it back to me. Like, oh, it's super, super dry. Like, yeah, I love dry.
That's what I loved about the original.
But I'm just a little slightly underwhelmed.
Ranger IPA from New Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
That was a super dry IPA. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. I still like it, though. This is still really good. I'm just, I guess I expected too much. It was like when Phantom Menace came out.
Hey, Perfect Pour, your CT rep, the Scotty91 checking in, and I'm sorry, guys, I've been slacking a bit. I recorded a voicemail for my 140th brewery a month ago and never sent it in. I'm going to do some time traveling here since over the past month I've hit breweries 141 and 142 in Stafford Cidery, since I count those, and Woodbury Brewing Company. Quick details. Stafford Cidery is a reco, great cider. Woodbury, bit too bro-ish bar scene for me right now.
Dang it.
But anyways, back to Brewery 140 from Massachusetts. It's a big one. And to honor it,
that's what she said.
I have a Massachusetts classic right now here for you.
I love gold!
How did that happen?
Sam Adams Boston Lager. It's a classic here in New England. I also had a Boom Sauce earlier tonight from Lord Hobo Brewing in Massachusetts.
Yes, Lord Hobo.
Definitely, that one is a reco, solid IPA. Really, really good. But enough of the present. Time to enter DeLorean. Time to go back to the future.
Yes.
Or the past. So, whatever. Enjoy.
The Old West.
Hey, guys. I'm at Treehouse.
Whoa.
The Sky 91.
There he is.
This guy's on it.
Made a little road trip up to Massachusetts. Treehouse Brewery, which I am in right now. Enjoying a Curiosity 48. Just picked up some cans. I'm going to grab about 22 cans of beer for just under $100. So, yeah.
Get back to work.
There's some really awesome beers. I got some Julius, some Very Green, some Haze, some Alter Ego. So look for those to be checked in soon on Untappd. But, yeah, definitely one of the coolest breweries in Massachusetts. So busy, so many people. Probably the first beer line I've ever waited in for cans. But wasn't that bad, maybe 20, 25 minutes. So if you're ever in Massachusetts, though, definitely check out Treehouse. Super cool. Great hazy IPAs. Yeah, so Sky 91 checking in from another brewery. Talk to you guys later, and keep up the good work.
I'd like to get a Treehouse someday.
Treehouse. So Untappd, they don't keep track of unique breweries, do they?
Oh, that would be a good one. Are you listening, Untappd? Podcast.
Untappd podcast. So Scotty91's been self checking in, self remembering all the breweries he's been to. How does he do it?
How can he do this?
I don't know. He must have.
That's a good thing for Untappd.
He must have
a
nice Moleskin.
Unique brewery visits.
Moleskin or Field Notes? What do you think Scotty 91's using?
Ooh, Field Notes.
He's a Field Notes guy?
That's a lot of breweries. He's going to have to use a Field Notes.
Gotcha.
But I hope you listened last week because there was Chew Your Beer.
Mm-hmm.
Proposed this Untappd thing. I don't know how much is going to be explained here or not, but I just want to know if you didn't listen to the show last week. But it became a big thing, and Chew like threw it out there like really late in the game, like now we're doing it.
I thought we were supposed to pick the week.
Yeah, it was just like, all of a sudden, we're doing it. We're going Friday. It's going. It's happening.
Yeah.
It's caught the Florida reps off guard.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happened that when it happened, I was on my lunch break. I was like, I'll try to put together a post on the page so people can try and figure out what the hell's going on. So it's on perfectpourpod.com. Like, explanation of about what we're about to get into. I'm just pre-explaining because I feel like we're about to go deep into this whole Untappd beer off
your whole
thing. So everyone get ready, grab a beer. Here we go.
Chew Your Beer, guess what I'm doing? I'm trying to sober up, eh? Early, it's Wednesday, Holmes, and I'm just getting back on my feet. I'm just kidding, Holmes. Monday, went to work, still buzzed, Holmes, but don't tell my boss. I said, I drank water all fucking day, Holmes. I kept pissing hops. I said, I had hop fatigue on Sunday, eh? Early, so check it out, eh? Just a quick thing. The first Untappd beer off, essay, I'm considering it. A trial run. That's a lot of mishaps, a lot of hiccups, a lot of questions being asked about ciders and selfies and fucking and get it and what's considered a get it and you know
we need rules.
So I'm gonna redo the rules and the points, make it a lot easier and easier to follow. But it, you know, just for a trial run, I had an amazing time, Holmes. It all just fell into place. Luckily, you guys said go, and it happened that weekend, Father's Day weekend. My wife said, "What do you want for Father's Day?" I said, "I need beer." So it worked out for me, Holmes. So I got to drink a lot of beer different beers. I think I untapped about 26 to 27 different beers, and out of all of those, like 20 were distinct beers that I've never had, which was fucking amazing and fun, Holmes. My just a little bit about me. Hopefully, the others called in and told all of us how it went for them. Luckily, my PO from when I went to Fresno, Jesse, he came through, Holmes, because by Sunday noon, I was empty, man. I had no more beers, and all I had was Dos Equis, and I was about to drink one, Holmes, and then I remembered that's a big beer, eh? And that's a minus point. So I didn't drink that. He came through with a mixed 12-pack of Modern Times, eh? So thank you to my boy, my PO, Jesse. I apologize if I run a little long. I won't call back though. So hopefully that makes up for it.
This counts as two calls.
You know, listeners out there, a lot of support, man. I got a lot of followers on Untappd. I think I got like 35 new followers, and I got like 62 followers on Twitter.
Look at the power, the
crazy,
Holmes.
It was
only
crazy.
We could get that
people
many.
Like hey, asking no, me what's on. Going on. Can what is this Untappd beer off? And people just like cheering me on and cheering on the Florida reps, and go, it was go, an amazing go, time, go, Holmes. I don't think I put my phone down once as of Friday evening till Sunday. Sunday when I went to bed, Holmes, everything was spinning. It was fun, Holmes. So I'm going to sit down with my Secretary of Defense, Jim Fontana, Jim, and we're going to lay out some stuff. Maybe if you can help us, Mikey, on the website, we can do like a Q&A. We'll post the rules and the points, how
right,
it's
going to
happen, and then we can have like a question and answer, and then we'll go from there. But I just want to say I had an amazing time. Hobby Libations, Lumber Jose, Florida Steve, you know, this got sprung out to all of you guys, even Fontana Jim and Kelly Hoosecraft, you know, just out of nowhere. I kind of expected it because I'm the one that made it up, Holmes, but at the same time, I didn't know when we were going to start it. I gave that up. I let that up to the boys to decide, and they actually decided on that weekend, which was Father's Day weekend.
We
worked out pretty good for Hoppy Libation. She was going to a Christian retreat. Man, I need to go to your church, Hoppy, because They give out a lot of beer on her Christian retreats. I've been to some retreats, and the only thing I get to drink is holy water, man. I'm like, fuck, I need to go to her fucking church. And then Florida Steve went to Disneyland and had like three beers. That's amazing. Lumber Jose, he was at the airport, and he he untapped like 10 or 12 beers or something like that. Kelly Hooscrab, my girl came out of left field, man, hitting some home runs. Thank you. I really appreciate everybody. My boy Fontana Jim with his wife and his kids celebrating Father's Day with his fathers and all their fathers. And he still came through. Myself. Luckily, my wife asked me what I wanted for Father's Day, and I just asked for beer. So luckily, I got, you know, I was able to do a shopping spree homes at the bottle shop. And that worked out. And then my boy, you know, Jesse helping me out. It was just an amazing time. We'll fix it. We'll get the shit done right. And that's about it, man. I took enough of your time. Matt, Nick, and Mike, I really apologize for blowing up your DMs. You know, and I apologize for all of us blowing up your DMs. But that's what you get when you're part of the community. We have the permission to blow up your DM. This is Chew Your Beer, and I appreciate every motherfucking one of you guys and every motherfucking hop that I drank and every motherfucking can that I popped and every motherfucking buzz that I kept buzzing and just kept keeping buzzing. It was an amazing weekend. As a matter of fact, I'm craving a pale ale right now. I'm going to go have one. Everybody, thank you. Send in, DM me on Twitter if you have any questions or any ideas. Yes, Evil Circle, ciders will count from now on. It's my game. I made it up.
I don't like that.
That's it. Booyah. Love you guys. Booyah. Ate guacho pisare.
What?
Booyah.
What year is it? Don't say booyah, Chew. I don't like that. So that became, and this Untapped Beer Off rep Beer Off, that became a thing where the LA rep started checking in the ciders.
Yeah.
And the Florida reps are like, whoa. Since when do we start checking in ciders now? So all of a sudden ciders are points.
Ciders.
I don't agree with that. I don't think ciders should be in. I'm saying it right now.
Wow. Strictly
not,
beer.
Not that my opinion counts for anything.
Who are you?
I'm nothing. I'm just saying. But the Chew Your Beer says ciders are in for next time.
All right.
Ciders are in. I think we'll probably hear some more about this a little bit later, but for now we're still an emo.
Hey guys, I'm camping.
Good job.
It's CI-91 up here in Vermont. I'm my little camping beercation.
You hear that firecrackling?
Swung by nice Fiddlehead Brewing and grabbed some beers, and we're sitting by the fire up on Mount Philo State Park and camping it out. So I had a follow-up on my voicemail from yesterday. Does it matter if you call an IPA an IPA or a double IPA? Really, really curious. Sort of. Maybe. the boom sauce I had yesterday, I called it an IPA. Mm-hmm. It's a double IPA. Uh-huh. And I don't know if it really matters. An IPA is an IPA. Or a double IPA. Questions to think about. But we're going to be heading out to some other breweries over here in Vermont. And checking out some more beers, probably hitting up Alchemist. And I'll send you guys some more voicemails as we're cruising around the state of Vermont. Sounds good. As always, guys, keep up the good work. And I'm camping.
I hear the snow's great in Vermont.
I was. Now I need to go to the woods now that I heard that.
and all those familiar woods camping sounds. I could hear the ground, walking on the ground sound, the campfire sound. I could hear the sound of your voice when the trees are surrounding you sound.
Wow.
I heard all that. Now I'm like,
so do you think he recorded and then uploaded once back in civilization?
Yeah. See, that's that good point, Nick. That's a cool thing you can do. You're like, maybe you don't have a cell signal in the woods,
mm-hmm.
which is very common in the woods, but you can still record something on your phone. Your phone
capture your thoughts.
You don't. That's one of the things your phone can do without the use of a signal is record.
It's pronounced Wi-Fi.
It's pronounced Wi-Fi. Do you have any Wi-Fi here?
What was the question he asked? He asked a question in there.
Oh, shit.
I think it only matters if you're talking to a quote-unquote noob. I think you should warn your friends.
What was the question?
If it's a double or a single.
Oh, yeah, IPA. Yeah, if it's a double IPA, can you just call it an IPA?
But if you're like, hey, Matt, I'm drinking a Booming Rollers, he knows that's a double
or a single.
It depends.
Boom sauce. That's what he was talking about.
What side of the conversation you're on. If I'm walking up to a bar and I say, oh, I want an IPA,
mm-hmm.
chances are I'm not saying I want a double IPA if I say I just want an IPA. But if somebody says, oh, what beer style are you drinking? You could just describe it as IPA. You don't have to be like, oh, I'm drinking a triple or I'm drinking a double.
I would definitely warn somebody if it's a triple.
What triples do you have?
But if you're just
like Tecumseh, is that a good IPA? That's a good triple IPA.
Yeah.
But, do you want to get ripped?
But that's the thing. In the point of somebody trying to receive a beer, it's important to specify. But if you're simply just saying what you're having and it does not involve the other person beyond that, you could simply just say IPA.
Yeah. My point.
My opinion.
Yeah.
I agree.
Fine to clarify as IPA unless you're trying to warn them about how much devastation they're going to experience the next day.
Give them a heads up. Like,
yeah.
You know, this is a double. You know, this is a triple, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. I have them all the time.
I don't think you've ever had one in your life. Yeah. Mikey, did anybody ever warn you that Younger was a triple?
Yeah. 10 o'clock at night and at Rush River, when I ordered a Younger, they were like, you know this is a triple, right? They just went and got it.
They just went and got it.
They did not
there
worry.
There was no warning.
There was no warning.
She called with the warning.
Oh, man. So, here we are. We're not too bad. We still got some left. Everything's cool. Oh, shit. It's not going through the normal system as it should. What happened? See, no problem. I don't know why. What the fuck? Son of a bitch. Hey, guys, I'm having technical difficulties.
Things are fine.
Everything's fine.
This is fine.
This is fine.
There we go. Hey, what's up, Dorktown? This is Chris
Dorktown.
From Nevada.
All that work for a Dorktown. Sorry, guys. Well, you'll have to listen to the next Dorktown if you want to hear that one. Dorktown Podcast.
Hey, yo, this is Hoppy Libations and my friend, Kendra, and we're drinking.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Friend drinking.
Two. What gives?
What?
Okay, I'm only standing up for my boy Lumber Jose. And you're going to go over here and do this untapped challenge, which granted, challenge accepted.
Ooh.
I'm going to do my best, even though I am traveling with the church group. But
come on,
we could have at least had a couple weekends to choose from. Like, this is literally the one weekend in my entire year that I am not going to be actively drinking. Dude. So, I'm going to do my best, you know, because my girl Kendra listens. So, we technically just had to get it.
Nice. Double points.
I think I got at least 9 points so far.
We're gonna work points are all double when they get it.
Lumber, why'd you start this, man? I don't know. I still love you, though. I'll stick up for you. So, We're going to go. We're going to continue drinking and all of the shenanigans. So we will talk to you later. Keep up the good work, guys.
Yes.
With the guy? With the guy?
A little harmonizing there.
With guys.
The lady's doing the heavy lifting.
Guys.
I like it.
Guys.
Perfect Poor. Lumber Jose.
What's up, Lumber?
I hope I made it in time for this week's show.
Let's see. I think you did.
Traveling towards west, but not California west. And lost some time.
All west, California anyway. West?
Let's address the others in the room off the bat.
Oh.
Now, you know, Florida ain't going to let this happen just like that. When you
bad we signal.
Of the beer off, untapped beer off challenge from Chew Your Beer / Calvin Reps, Who's Craft Kelly, Devontae and Jim. I just, Hoppy Libation and myself. If point total as described and laid out in the website post, then D-Line should count. Because at that point, D-Line was in as a stand-in for Hoppy Libation during the weekend while she was at her retreat. But I got it, you know. I got it. Callie's a little nervous. They don't want to be able to beat by Florida.
Yeah, man. He's way in the woods. He's like really deep in the woods.
I got it. You know, don't you have to take the day.
Dang.
I got you, Callie. I got it. All right. You guys are doing fantastic. It was on time for the weekend. It was all good.
I'm skipping.
I'm trying
to find a good spot.
On that trail, I was closing the forum, which by the time I go down, you didn't do that. I'm sorry, I was warning you, but you should probably consider donating on Patreon to the guys. Keep up the great work, guys.
See, I heard that. I heard keep up the great work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks, Lumber. You said things. We don't know what those things were necessarily all the time, but we appreciate you saying the things.
You gave it your best shot.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. It's Florida Steve. What's going on, guys?
What's going on, Florida Steve?
Now that the Beer Off Challenge weekend is now done, thank goodness, man, because, good Lord, what ton of beer I had over the weekend being away in Orlando. I'm not even going to go through the ones I had or anything like that. It's just too much. But I know there's going to be controversy as far as the scoring with Chew Your Beer. All respect to you, Chew. I really don't think you should be scoring the contest. I think it's fine that you made the rules and you came up with the point system, but as far as scoring, I don't think it's fair that a competitor,
but who else is going to do it?
Would score the contest. Only because that the result could be viewed as biased or skewed in favor of that member's team. What I'm getting at is, I don't think it's fair that Chew, that since you were part of the SoCal team, I don't think it was fair that you were scoring for the entire contest. I know I'm not the only one that feels this way. I know one other Florida rep in particular, by the name of Hoppy Libations, will have a particular issue with Chew. You've got voicemails coming that are going to be very, very heated, and we'll see how it goes. Of all the Florida reps, I'm the one that is, I'm like, whatever. It was fun. It was fun seeing everyone just take all these selfies of the beer drinking. It was great. So that's all I got, guys. If I think of something, I'll call you back, but I hope Google Voice doesn't cut me off, and keep up the great work.
Boy. Yes. Let the beer flow through you.
The beer off. what a weekend. Father's Day weekend, now known as the Untapped Perfect Pour Rep Beer Off weekend.
Rip off.
Which it actually makes it's actually a good weekend to pick because that is the one weekend the dads have a say of what they can do.
Dad.
As a dad, you don't really have much say in your weekend or what you do. You just have to go with the flow. But the one weekend, maybe you can make some calls. So like we should do this weekend would be Father's Day weekend. So, it makes sense that way. That like the main focus of this event would be on Father's Day weekend.
So would it be more fair to have a regular weekend? Maybe some had an unfair advantage.
Yeah, true. I mean, I'm just saying, like, it definitely should not, or it definitely should be on one, like, whatever the main event of this beer off thing should happen on Father's Day weekend. And the other ones can happen during the year, whatever weekend as well. But it's like the main event should be on the Father's Day weekend. Last voicemail of the week.
Podcast. This is the Fontana Jim. Calling in with my recollection of the first Perfect Pour Untapped Beer Off.
Recollection?
First off, I'd like to say that
my
team did come in and win the prize this weekend. I will be going to the president's office and accepting my award. Second of all, as apparently newly commissioned vice president of competition, I will volunteer to keep score for any future Perfect Pour podcast beer offs between reps. As long as I am not one of the parties to that competition, I think a unbiased party should be the scorekeeper. Second of all, a little warning would have been nice to you. I mean, fuck man, I ran out of beer like twice during the weekend. And let me tell you guys, there's some rules that need to be adjusted because late on that Sunday night when I'm looking at the 12-ounce cans of beer in my beer fridge and I see this beautiful can that says Johnny Cash. And I look at it and I realize it's the only canned beer I have that's under 22 ounces. Or actually, the only beer I have in there under 22 ounces. Turn it over, read the description, and that would be from San Diego to 12% bourbon barrel aged imperial stout. Well, I manned up and I committed to what I was committing to and I drank that 12% beer, but there's just a part of me that says that was probably more beer than other beers other people had that weekend. Probably more beers than I had that weekend because that thing, Man in Black straight up kicked me square in the nuts and well, I was down for the count.
In the nuts.
Anyways, if this is a competition weekend, I guess I'll be ready. This would have been a better weekend than last weekend with Father's Day and all. I guess I look forward to hearing the podcast on Friday. And as always, guys, good work. Guys,
bye.
Thanks, the Fontana. That was the Fontana Jim, guys.
Oh,
I hope you understand that.
Thank you.
The one.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Large segment as always, but that was the voicemails to the Perfect Pour Show.
Tell them Large Marge sent you.
I'll do that.
Looking out for beers. I'm looking out for that.
I'm looking out for a lot of milkshake, more milkshake IPAs.
I love gold.
Don't see them enough.
Yeah, keep looking.
I don't think Tioga's made one, have they?
Technically.
This one is called All the Boys Milkshake IPA with guava and graham cracker. It is from donated to the show by Keefisms out there in the Carolinas. I'm trying to see.
Carolina?
What brewery it is.
How about you just pass it along?
I'm just going to pass it along.
Let's get to work.
The labeling is very confusing who it is, so. Matt's trying to read it, too. See, it's difficult. It's not easy.
Yeah, so it's right here. It's the...
No, it's not easy, Matt.
Hey, pass it over here so I could look at it forever.
See, it's intoxicating. You're like, all of a sudden you're just looking at the can forever.
Bamari? I can't read that font.
Spumoni?
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Oh, boy.
Hmm. It smells like Fantastico.
It doesn't smell like a milkshake IPA at all.
Bramari. B-H-R-A-M-A-R-I. Bramari.
Wow.
Hoppy, fruity, creamy.
Pint. I would not think this is a milkshake IPA if somebody didn't tell me beforehand.
Causes pregnancy.
I get the guava. I get the fruit a lot.
Will cause pregnancy. That's what it says on the can.
The guava is there, but...
God damn.
It tastes strong.
Like bull?
Like bull. Well, this goes around as Nick prepares his glass. And we're beers to look out for. Matt, what are you looking out for right now?
I am looking out for Simply Mosaic from Left Coast. It's a juicy mosaic.
California brewery, Left Coast.
And then there's a brewery only release from Green Flash. It's probably one of the first beers they've put out since they've been back. But it's called Tropical DNA. So it's a tropical infused IPA. That it's only being released at their, what is it, the Nebraska?
Oh, the Nebraska taproom. Lincoln? That's interesting. I like that.
So that place is open, and they're celebrating by releasing these cans. So,
Drinking with Lincoln?
Is it a penny for a beer?
Penny for a beer.
15 minutes or whatever it was.
Wanting to try.
Until someone goes to the bathroom.
Yep.
Then wanting to try.
It's Bladder Busters.
It's Bladder Busters, bro.
Trying to stick with the theme of... trying all the hazies from the big breweries.
Yeah, all the big
ass beer night.
Stone Brewing has joined the wagon.
Oh, have they?
Fear Movie Lions. It's an East Coast double IPA.
It's a dumbly named double IPA.
Supposedly there's a 3 meter by 3 meter park or lands, or it's in dedication to something. I didn't read the full story.
Come on, man.
Somebody that's 80 square that. Feet. That's not very big.
It's a monument? Maybe it's a monument. It's
like
something.
that little park for that former Fresno mayor that's by Fulton 55.
World's smallest park.
Yeah. The last mayor that was survived a
Tascadero?
Assassination?
Yes. An assassination attempt. Thank you, Matt.
This IPA is not growing on me.
are you sure you're drinking it correctly?
I'm trying.
Okay.
Are you trying to say I need to snort it? Is that what I'm doing wrong?
What do you think, Nick? We haven't heard.
It tastes like the rains from Africa.
Wow. You're on into that Weezer song? Africa?
They did a good job. Obviously not a fan. Can't believe you even asked me that question. I'm kind of sad by it.
Wow.
Dump bucket.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This libertine's keeping me afloat tonight. It's not
milkshakey enough.
Ew, how can you say that? It's all milkshakey.
Really?
Yes.
I'm not getting the milkshake.
It's all like, man. Sweet. It's the equivalent of eating a bowl of Cool Whip.
Cool Whip. Oh, that's excellent.
I was not getting any smooth. I was not getting Cool Whip. I was getting Fantastico.
I mean, I still got some.
The world's greatest cup of coffee. Congratulations. Hmm. You did it.
You did it. With that, that's all you're looking out for, Matt?
Yeah, no, I've been done.
Oh, shit.
On to the next guy.
Nick.
I predict the next cover is going to be Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds.
That's the next big cover.
Next big 80s cover. Do. Yep. That's my prediction.
All right.
Oh, that's not what you're asking me?
No. But I'm still listening to that.
I hear there's a little lightning going to strike this weekend.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm into that. Yeah. Little thunderstorm coming through Fresno?
About midnight.
Oh.
It's going to strike.
Like centralized in the downtown Fresno area?
Yes. Very. At the clock tower at 10:04 p.m. Lightning is going to strike.
What? 21 gigawatts?
So if you're in a time machine and need to get back to 1985,
alert! If you're stuck here in 2018,
mm-hmm.
Need to get back.
Set up your electrified cabling system.
Yes.
Over the Boulevard of Inyo.
And don't worry about the cops.
We've already
you some flags.
No, it's a weather experiment.
Weather experiment.
Yeah. We painted a line at the exact distance needed to reach 88 miles per hour by the time you hit Fulton. So four variants of Midnight Lightning will be released at Tioga Sequoia.
Four Tioga Sequoia variants of Midnight
Saturday.
Lightning. Saturday at 10 a.m.?
June 23rd. What? 10:04 p.m. A.m.
Matt? Is this going to be a line where somebody's going to be overnight?
Line yep. Fest.
Oh, Line Fest. I'm here for the line.
What's the extension cord situation?
Yeah, what's going to be the setup? Are you going to have a strip, like a six-prong strip, three-prong grounded strip? Are you going to give us a grounded strip out there in the line? Are you going to give us a Porter John? Do we get a Port-a-John in the line?
Port-a-John.
We might do that.
Ooh,
what about fresh water?
Port-a-John.
Fresh water.
Water. No.
There's the hose.
Breakfast burritos.
Wi-Fi. No.
What's the burrito situation?
Wi-Fi password.
Wi-Fi password.
There was a guy that brought a mini barbecue and a wok, and he made breakfast.
Yes.
Is that guy going to be there? Do you know if that guy's going to be
there? Where can I plug in my George Foreman grill?
Yeah.
In the power strip.
Nice.
Only two George Foremans.
One power strip.
Please limit the strip to two Foremans at a time.
Okay, guys, here it is. One strip. Six. We got six. Six ports.
Two Foremans and four phones.
Two Foreman grills, okay?
You'll pop the breaker otherwise.
Yeah.
We've tried three. I know what you're thinking. And we've tried three before. It doesn't work. Okay? No more than two. I know you want your lean, fat, drained burgers, but we can only have two George Foreman grills.
Must be 2014 or later models. We cannot support
no, early models.
The early model Foremans.
Early models drained the shit out of it.
There was a problem with the grounding system.
It must be autographed editions.
Yes, only autographed.
No knockoffs.
That's right.
Enjoy the line. I'll be back at 10 a.m. to completely drain you. had a Nirvana moment there for a second. Sorry.
All right. It's okay.
So we'll be releasing barrel-aged vanilla bean Midnight Lightning. It was aged in Wyoming whiskey barrels.
Oh, good old 12, Wyoming whiskey.
For 12 Wyoming. Months, conditioned with Madagascar vanilla beans. Then there is Midnight Rum. Caribbean rum barrels for 18 months. And then I believe, which that's its own thing. Then there is, we also had some of the rum barrels that was also same thing, 18 months that we added toasted coconut to it. So there's a coconut midnight rum. Then there is double barrel midnight.
It's a lot of variants. Nick, it's a lot of variants.
That's why there's four kinds.
This is the irony of the situation. I complain about variants. And then I pick it for my looking out for.
Then there was a midnight that was aged 18 months in brandy barrels and 12 months in whiskey barrels. So it's a blend. It's a double barrel.
It's a blend.
And then a straight up barrel aged midnight.
Straight up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those will all be released.
Exciting.
Limited editions.
Limited editions. I only drink limited edition.
Maybe 30 cases of the variants, so not much.
I feel like Scotty B might be in that line.
Yeah, because there's only going to be 320 bottles of vanilla and rum. Coconut rum is 200, double barrels 360, and there will be plenty of barrel-aged midnight. So it won't be much. So get there or don't. Get it.
Man.
But they'll be barrel-aged midnight.
Bring your hot pockets.
Bring all the hot
pockets. No microwaves. George Foreman's only.
Foreman's only.
We only got two.
Hot pockets.
Is that all they're looking out for?
That's it.
All right. Almanac. Side Hustle Hazy IPA.
First of all, you picked an Almanac beer.
Yeah.
And second of all.
But it's a hazy.
Almanac's making a hazy?
Yeah. I agree with those statements you said.
I hate how they got out of the clean beer and now they're back in it. We make cans of clean beer. And they're like, oh, it wasn't, we weren't ready for it. So we're done.
We weren't ready for not making money.
Yeah, because they had a dry hopped IPA on at Goldstein's and I sampled it. It was good, but I ended up going for Luponic.
Yeah, Luponic.
In comparison.
I've been holding off on the Luponic tin. Even though I see it.
Why, get some age on it?
There's times where you're like, you'll go to a place and all there is a Luponic. And you're like, well, this isn't great as far as craft-ish things.
Right.
So you're like, this isn't very exciting. I'll have the Luponic, but I'm not going to be excited about it. So I'm figuring if I hold off on getting the tin,
I'm going to go
to a place where all I can get is the Luponic. It's going to be the tin. And I'll be like, yeah, cool. Here's my moment to have the tin finally. So
I wonder if we'll have the...
That statement frustrates me. just drink it.
I wonder if we'll have
the
Hop Bullet resurgence that we did at the end of last year from Sierra Nevada.
Ooh. Are they still making it?
That was supposed to be the competitor.
Another quick fridge mic.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, another quick
Hot Bullet mic. Was on draft at Goldstein's.
Also, this one, you'll trip out on this, Nick. This is a stout I'm putting in the looking out for.
You can't spook me.
The McKellar San Diego. McKellar San Diego.
I love gold.
Pudding pop.
That's...
The pudding pop.
Do they not read the news?
No, they don't. They're from Europe. They don't read the news.
Gotcha.
It's an imperial stout with chocolate, vanilla, and lactose.
Oh, really? Oh, nobody's ever done that before.
Yeah. You believe that?
I do not. I'm shocked.
Shocked.
My socks are off.
This is a label by Fremont Brewing up there in the Seattle area. Head full of dynamite. 6.8 hazy IPA with mosaic, lupulin, crowd powder, centennial, sriracha ace, and El Dorado.
Wow. All the forms of hops.
Taste notes of citrus and pineapple. And it's got a cool label. I feel like that's why I put it on there, because of the label. Total label buy.
Label buy.
We have
label buy. You saw where I was going with that.
Label buy. He's just there making fun of beer geeks that come into the liquor store and are like, ooh, that's a cool label. See, grabs out of the shop, and the guy's all, label boy!
Label boy! So you want to hang out?
Nerd!
You want free cable?
There's a new beer. Can you tell us about this beer, Matt? Or should I? Well, I can't even read it. Emily? Chili. The font is just very difficult for me.
Chili Bin Sipper.
It's called Chili Bin Sipper.
Okay. It's a Pilsner collab with Seven Stills. So Seven Stills is known for their whiskeys and stuff that they make, but they've also gotten into beer. So one of our brewers went up there and helped make this fantastic beer.
What would you say the style is here?
It's a Pilsner.
Yeah, because you said it earlier, and I didn't hear that.
Come on, are you even listening to me? It says right here, style, dry hop lager.
Star. It's very good.
Star.
One more thing I think everyone should look out for. Maybe you guys saw this, although I saw it just pop up this week, so you might have missed it. From Libertine, our friends at Libertine Brewing, they have a mystery pack.
Oh, yes.
A very expensive mystery pack. But
Actually, it's not. It's $10 a bottle.
Well, right. Okay. That's a deal. 6 randomly selected bottles from Libertine. And they do, by the way, you're like, they do the biggest of the bottles.
Including club member bottles.
What is that, $7.50? Matt, what would you consider?
I believe those are $7.50.
$7.50 bottles. And 6 randomly selected, you just don't know. That's too much for me. It's too intense for me. But and Libertine Brew would like you to do an unboxing on your social media so they can see it. Their social media is Libertine Brew. So you guys saw this?
I saw it on social media.
I just saw it on social media, yeah.
Because, my favorite thing from, not Cost Plus,
Trader Joe's.
Thank you, Nick.
The brown bag special. They have
that brown bag special. I haven't had that in forever.
Forever.
It's a mystery. So it's beer, basically, you're trying to get rid of.
That's what
and
it
comes down
to.
They package it into a fun marketing thing.
This is new.
Ooh. Meanwhile, it's just all shit beer. They have no idea how else to get rid of it. So I guess that's all we're looking out for, huh?
Yeah, why be greedy?
Yeah, come on. You guys, if you listened to last week's show, you know the brothers were not in Fresno. They did non-Fresno things. How dare them?
Yes.
Matt.
We win.
Who caught you drinking things?
So, from Central Coast, I had their Simply Mosaic.
That was their hazy beer, by the way.
It was unfiltered. It was kind of hazy, but it was still very West Coast. From Portland, Oregon, they had it on the draft at Spokeasy from Upright. They had a pale ale, and it was fantastic.
Was it Oregon fantastic?
It was one of the best pale ales I've had in a long time. So, and then I had some baseball beer from Knee Deep. I can't remember the name of it. I sent a photo to Mikey.
Sack Fly.
There you
sack.
Go.
It's a very baseball term.
Yeah, it was reference. Some baseball nerd term. I was like, Mikey might nerd. Like this. That was actually a really good IPA as well. It's like, can Knee Deep make beers without Jeremy? And they made a good IPA. I definitely recommend it for Mikey.
I want to try.
Southgate had their oatmeal stout on draft. Always get Southgate oatmeal stout if it's in your proximity. Whether you like stouts or not, just order it.
Just
get it.
Now I have to do it next time in South.
I had a Luponic 10 for the second time.
Ooh, and that's a 20.
The first time I had it, it was after many, many beers, and I really liked it. So it was obviously very...
stood out.
I was not very in the right mind, so I decided to try it.
Oh, my goodness.
Again, and it was a little bit too hoppy for my first beer, but so that's when
this is too hoppy for our first beer.
So that's when I went with the oatmeal stout, and I went back to the Luponic, and it was good. So... Even with a fresh palate, it was still a good beer. And then I had a can of General Schwarz, polished one of those off.
I see a Schwarz as from, big as mine.
Also from Central Coast.
Man.
So I've been caught.
It's a lot.
That's a lot.
The Nick.
Okay, so get to the coast, right?
Right.
Pull up to the house.
Check your phone. As soon as you get there, you're like, what's happening going on? With the perfect pour?
Yeah. Where's the perfect pour at? First beer, as soon as you get there, Alesmith Speedway Stout.
Did you plan Boom. This?
What?
Did it just happen?
No, I brought it.
Oh, okay.
I was like, yes, this sounds good right now. Let's see what else.
Had session beer.
Session, yeah, you know, break you in nice and slow. Take the edge off. That long, tedious drive.
Boo.
All of 2.75 hours. Oh, man, that hurts. Where did we go from there?
Went to somewhere really cool. You guys are in Liberty Morro Bay. That's all you need.
The OG.
That's all you need.
So I guess they're going
to
stop brewing at the Morro Bay location altogether. And so the Morro Blanc is the last Morro produced beer.
That must have been the first beer or something.
Must have been.
I don't know that beer.
So no more Morro beers. Depressing. It's all Santa Maria from here on out.
Santa Maria.
Well, they still brew and slow.
Oh, okay.
But they don't.
Well, that's what the bartender said.
Oh, well.
That's also the same bartender that asked me if I knew Libertine beers were sour. So.
Remember we took a photo in front of the brew system at Slow?
Yes.
Then they have the cool ship room, and then they tank it off to Santa Maria. Yeah. So, I mean.
So they take it to Santa Maria.
Yeah.
So what do they do with it in Santa Maria?
They put it in barrels.
There you go. It's brewed in Santa Maria.
Santa Maria is famous for putting it in
barrels. It's fermented.
There you go. Same
thing. It's fermented.
Fermented. But anyways, whatever they may be. What else did I... Oh, Faction. I found a Faction bottle at
Tap and Cellar?
No.
California Fresh Market.
Cal Fresh Market Slow Version.
I also had one of these bottles.
So we went to this exclusive donut shop in San Luis called Slow Donut Co. Slow Doco. Right?
Slow Doco.
It's like craft beer donuts.
What? Like they infused?
Craft donuts.
There was infusing.
No beer. There's no beer. It's like they were craft donuts.
They had bars.
They were indie donuts.
Gotcha.
And so we look right across the street. We're like, well, we need a supermarket. And Matt's like, there's California Fresh right there. Mm-hmm. We're like, perfect.
Boom.
So we got to go stare at the, 12 plus doors of craft beer?
Yep.
Ooh.
And the end cap. End cap even had end more. Cap,
yes. Son of a bitch. So we found the Faction.
Penske Files,
yes.
It's a good beer.
That's a good beer. Had that, had some ice summarizer from Carl Strauss, picked up a 6-pack of that in cans.
Good. That was good.
The Scotch Parabola. That was courtesy of Matt and our stepdad when they stopped in at Firestone on the way up.
That was all him, but yeah. I encouraged him.
Yeah. There was some seriously wet barrels when they made that beer.
It was all Scotch.
It was heavy on the Scotch.
All Scotch.
Light on the Parabola. Yeah, I kind of missed
more parabola.
Yeah, I kind of missed the parabola. I wanted more of that essence with just a hint of smoked wood, but it was.
I would have liked to have seen Mikey's face drinking that one.
Yeah.
Would it have changed, really?
Like that scene from Dumb and Dumber, you're sucking back an old grandpa's cough medicine, are you?
Just, I think you would have just, I think like it would have been so awkward for you, you would have just uncontrollably laughed.
Well, that's my everyday.
Oh.
This is too awkward.
Had a petite raspberry from Crooked Stav.
The Stave. Crooked Stave.
That was good.
That was good. No, that we had the petite rosé on the show. I messed up. I thought I was getting the same one at CalFresh, but okay, I got the petite raspberry, which was also good. Not as good, but still good. That was a bottle brought back home. What did I have? Did I have when I got back home? No, dog.
Boxers?
Boxer, yes. Lots of boxers licking your face because you're like, where you been for the last 5 days?
Why are you not here?
Why you leave us? We're dying.
We're only dying.
I think there was a bacon and eggs from Pizza Port in there. That was a good one.
That's, yeah.
Sounds about right.
Thought I brought home one more bottle that I cannot remember. Oh, well, moving on.
Oh, wow, whatever. I guess I had, I really kept it super light this week because being budget conscious and... Mm-hmm.
Tis the season.
Whatever. What,
it gas went up. That's what happened. Did you notice that?
Gas.
Gasoline went up, and I'm like, ooh, there goes the beer fund.
Gas is rough. I did have, although for those looking out for the economy wise, I had a 6-pack of 21st Amendment Blood Orange IPA.
Nice.
For $7.99. Pretty damn good.
That's a good price.
It's a 7% beer. I got a 6-pack for $8.
Almost a dollar a beer.
Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty good to me. I had to make do with that. What else? Did I drink anything else? Jeez. Terrible. What a horrible, horrible week. The most unenthusiastic drinking week ever. Okay. I had a Dink and Sticky in a can, 16-ounce can of Dink and Sticky from the Hop Concept.
Where did you find these?
It was at the market.
Mm-hmm. Singles?
At Herndon. No, it was a
4-pack.
6-pack.
6-pack.
You go 6-pack. So, yeah. But I don't know. You could probably. I don't know their single policy there necessarily.
What's your single like you policy? Sir, this is not a dating website.
Yes, sir. We don't need policies for things such as that you speak of. Like, whatever, I'll take my choco tassel somewhere else.
I would like one broccoli and one beer, please.
By the way, Nick, do you know, will choco tassel be on at the brewery?
I do not know.
When it opens?
I've subtly dropped that many times.
Chocotazo.
But I do not know for 1,000%.
Wow.
I'm guessing it's going to be lots of IPAs.
It's going to be an IPA show. Well, hopefully that works out.
Cheers, 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 cheers. Show and we're giving out some cheers. 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 Cheers.
Wowza.
Cheers to our golden gods of the perfect pour. They give us money on Patreon, and it's cool, really cool. Thank you. Cheers to our golden gods. Patreon.com/perfectpour if you want to check it out. PATREON.com/perfectpour. These people, the golden gods, they give us money, $5 or more every month, and it keeps the show rolling, man. What we gotta keep it rolling. So what else do we do? We got the golden gods that help keep it doing. Also,
keep it doing.
They keep it doing, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, cheers to Matt, former guest of the show at Fortiter Brewing. Fortiter Brewing's Matt. Mm-hmm. He has a beer on at Tioga right now.
He does.
It's, do I have a name? Yeah, Enigma.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had this Enigma?
I have not had it personally.
Ooh, no. Wow. It's fun. I haven't had it. There's a beer on in your tap room, and you haven't even had it yet.
You know, there's so many beers, so little time.
Do you know what style it is?
It's a pale ale.
Okay. And Matt, he does some interesting stuff with beer, so who knows what you're going to get with that pale ale. So it's just going to be until you guys run out there at the tap room?
Yeah, we still have quite a few kegs of it. So.
All right. Enigma, going strong for a little while. That's a listener-related beer. Also, cheers to USA Mariano Squared Hole, which is I can't remember.
So, real quick, Jared Cantrell lyrics. No master plan I deliver. Enigma wrapped in a riddle. Your life I belittle. That's from one of his songs. Bargain Basement Howard
I'll
Hughes.
I'll listen.
I will listen.
I will listen to this. Also, cheers to USA Mariano, Squared Hole, 847 Beer _Nerd, and just everyone. Thank you, guys, for being involved with the show and sharing the show with your friends. It helps a lot subscribing to the show and your favorite podcast app. These are all cool ass things you can do. Help out the show. Matt, you have some cheers.
Yeah, so, I mean, cheers out to all my Central Coast friends, Stormy and Tony. And even though I didn't get to see Tyler, cheers out to you, too.
Oh, man, I was wondering about that. I was like, they must have seen Tyler.
So I missed the window where he was in Morro Bay, and I was in Morro Bay just a few hours after him. So he had already left because he was going to disc golf. That's a thing he does, apparently. And
surfing.
So he went closer to the disc golf, and so had I mentioned it to him, we could have met up in the Morro Bays. So that didn't happen. And then also cheers out to the Beer Pope. He is going to get us a very or at least myself. I don't know. Mikey doesn't care for it, but he's going to help me obtain a Silva Stout, which the stepdad's really into.
There's still one the dark to beer, obtain.
So, yeah,
I don't know, man. Wow. If you haven't gotten it now, I'd be pretty worried.
No, he got it for us.
Okay,
so for me, not you. Back off.
What?
Back off.
Uh oh.
Everything's for me.
And then
I broke it.
Also, cheers out to Monica. She is the other person at Libertine. I don't know everybody's job title there. I just know she takes care of a lot of shit there. But she mentioned that she actually listens to the podcast. She had no idea who any of us were. So when Tony Bags introduced me, she's like, oh, I listen to your podcast. And I was like, oh, here's a sticker.
And she's like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
What's your sticker?
I'm cooler than you.
And I think she was telling me, I believe it was her. I mean, oh, I was day drinking. So, but I think she said that what she does is she puts stickers on a canvas and hangs those so that she can take them with her. She mentioned that people often will do sticker doors or sticker fridges or sticker walls.
Who would do a sticker wall?
And
never.
You don't always get to take those with
only
you.
Only a jerk would do
so
that.
So she mentioned that she'll get canvases.
Mobile sticker walls.
And put stickers on them. And I was like, that's an extremely good idea.
No, Lou.
It is.
It's not your turn for the top pour.
Louie is frustrated.
Right, he just wants the top pour.
No, the top pour is...
He wants Nick to go out there because he just barfed on his bike. Come check it out. I barfed on your bike.
I did it. Bah. Damn it, Louie.
Sounds like the Yeti in the Disneyland.
Nick, cheers.
What? Oh, cheers.
We got any more, Matt? You're done?
No, I'm good.
All right. Nick.
Cheers to... We're losing one of the good ones.
Uh-oh.
Cheers to Jake from State Farm.
What happened?
He is no longer a Tioga Sequoia.
What? Boy. I didn't know
this. He's on his way out.
Yep.
What's he doing?
He's going to a Delta Pacific.
Oh.
Friend of Randy.
South Val rep.
Well, he is now
to him.
Indie distributor.
Super Indie.
Beer guy. So cheers to Jake. I hope he does well at his new adventure.
May your khakis be new.
Yes, and fresh
and scent. Pleated.
Maybe he'll stop at the red carpet car wash and get one of those air fresheners.
New khakis.
New khaki smell. And cheers to all the contenders in the Perfect Pour reps.
Yes.
Beer off this weekend.
That's a good pull.
Twitter was a hot
that
mess.
Participated thanks in to that them. Beer off and really went for it. I was really surprised how like. I was like, Chew, you're not going to get Kelly to just sit there and post selfies and just pound beer. That's a really bad choice. Kelly brought it.
Stepped up.
She brought it.
Yep.
And that goes for a lot of people on there. I was just like, dude, this is too quick a turnaround. You're not going to get this many people. He did it. So I did it. It seemed to be pretty legit.
Yep.
So, yeah, cheers to all those people.
Pros. These guys we're dealing with professionals here.
Mm-hmm. Are you good, Nick?
I'm good.
All right.
That's cheers. All I wanted. Oh, cheers. Happy belated Father's Day to the only father of the show, Mike.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You made it another year.
I did it. Another year. Best beer. Favorite beer for this episode.
The Libertine.
Wow. The Liberty.
Halter Saison.
Yes. Matt, do you have a favorite beer?
It's a tie between Chili Bin Sipper and that hazy from Firestone.
Yeah, that hazy from Firestone, I'm going to have to go with that.
Your mistress for the evening.
It was good. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Appreciate it. Have a great week of drinking. Have fun, but be safe. And as always, check your dates. Oh,